Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. With me this afternoon is Ewan Downey, CEO at I-80 Gold. Ewan, good to see you again. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Ewan, lots to get to today. I first, of course, want to get to your preliminary economic assessment at Granite Creek in Nevada. What were some of the highlights here?
Granite Creek is a project that we are actually currently advancing. We just put out our first economic study for it, but we are underground right now. We've completed rehabilitation of the underground workings, and we've embarked on a major drill program and a test mining program in advance of what we expect will be a feasibility study or a construction decision in the new year. So it is our most advanced project. We are actively pursuing its development. And the PEA was really just the first step. The preliminary economic assessment showed very strong returns from the project, but it also contemplated third-party toll milling for life of mine, whereas recently we announced that we have acquired our own autoclave facility. So we do expect to improve on the numbers as we refine the economics of the project through the various programs we're doing right now.
Could you go into some specifics from the PEA? What kind of stood out to you?
The internal rate of return was greater than 34%, about a 240 roughly million NPV, producing over 1.2 million ounces life of mine. But in addition to that, we do expect to add a lot of ounces. We've got a 20,000 meter drill campaign going right now, and we've had a lot of early success. Our earlier call was about that, and just last week we announced another area on the property where we're having a lot of success extending mineralization to the north.
Yeah, speaking about the drill program at Granite Creek, you do have some most recent highlights coming from there, some recent drill results. So tell us more about those.
The project, the last work that was done at Granite Creek was by ATNA more than a decade ago, and they focused on one small area of the project, put in the underground decline. But prior to ATNA owning the project, it was owned by Homestake and Barrick. And they drilled an area north of where ATNA was with some very, very good drill results that were never followed up. And as part of the program, we're seeking to add ounces to the project. And we started stepping out to the north in the vicinity of those historic holes. And we've just been having an excellent hit ratio with very good grades and good widths. So it's pretty exciting. We've increased the drill program on that part, and we are expecting this new area to add a lot of ounces to the project.
And besides Granite Creek, you've also announced that you are starting, you're advancing your exploration program at McCoy Cove in Nevada. So what can we expect there?
Yeah, we just announced that earlier this week. We put out the RFPs. We're currently waiting on multiple contractors to submit their proposals. And we expect to break ground early in the new year and start the underground program for that project to move it into full feasibility study and then it ultimately into a development decision. The company is looking to build four new mining operations over the next 3 years. So we're underground on Granite Creek right now. We just announced on Monday that we will be embarking on the underground campaign at McCoy Cove that will ultimately, in our opinion, lead to production there. And next will be the Ruby Hill project that we are permitting as we speak. So by the end of 2022, we expect to have the three underground mining operations under development or beginning the mining phase. So we are aggressively looking to grow our production here.
Yeah, I was just going to say, do you think what you have planned is fairly aggressive compared to maybe some of the bigger players in the mining sector?
Yeah, I think it is very ambitious plans that we have, very aggressive plans, but our company does have a very strong balance sheet, good supporters. Orion Mine Finance has been a big backer of ours for years. They're financially backing us to undertake this. We built a great team, and they're really just three identical projects. They're three fairly simple underground portals, and the three projects will be feeding one processing facility. So it's not too different from what Nevada does at Turquoise Ridge, Goldstrike, and at Cortez right now. But maybe we're just on a bit smaller of a scale than the Nevada Newmont joint venture.
Well, lots to come from you, I'm sure. Ewan, thank you so much for the time today.
All right, thanks again.